Randy Huey is president of the board of the Sitka Community Land Trust. He's clearly pleased to have received a boost from Rasmussen, but he's not surprised. He thinks land trusts make sense in a big state where land is tight.
But the Rasmussen Foundation believes it to be a model that will serve the state of Alaska, particularly because so much of the state is owned by government entities. The federal government, state government, and city governments own a tremendous amount of land. They can put that land in a land trust and devote it to affordable housing perpetually.
The old city shops have been out of service for over 20 years when they were replaced by new facilities on Jarvis Street. And Mother Nature sealed the deal in 2005 when overburden deposited by the construction of Edgecombe Drive 3 decades earlier came down in a mudslide, destroying the state maintenance building. Huey said a lot of this funding will go toward preventing a repeat of that partially man-made disaster.
And we're going to clear that out and scrape that bank back and put a rock retaining wall of some size to stabilize the hillside. And then we will install the sewer, water, and electricity to the 6 home sites on this first half of that property.
The Sitka CLT presented its plan to the Assembly last summer when it asked to purchase the site for $1. Mayor Mim McConnell is the CLT's executive director, but even without her participation, the Assembly liked the idea. As Huey says, this isn't a low-income housing project. It's a medium-income housing opportunity.
Our plan is that the largest home is around 1,100 square foot, 3-bedroom house. It can be done. And, you know, somewhere around 900 square foot for a 2-bedroom and 700 square foot for a 1-bedroom home, and a mixture of 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom homes.
Ultimately, there will be as many as 13 homes on the property if these first 6 prove successful. Buyers who invest in a Sitka Land Trust cottage are also investing in a slightly different lifestyle than they may be used to.
It's also called a cottage neighborhood, not just because the homes are small, but because they are arranged inwardly towards each other with porches facing a common green, and parking is held to the outside of the neighborhood. So suddenly people are living together in a little neighborhood in the way that most architecture on most streets in America do not do.
And the other difference from most streets in America is that in a land trust, you own only the building you live in, not the land under it. That's the single biggest reason these cottages will be priced either side of $200,000. The other difference with a land trust, you won't be able to leverage your low purchase price into big gains later. Excess profit is against the rules.
I think people's great concern, and it should be, is that the community land trust, in order to preserve affordability over time, limits profit taking at resale to 25% of the change in the assessed value. So you get to keep whatever you put down, and you keep whatever you bought by paying payments, and then you get 25% of the change in the appraised value.
Huey describes buying a land trust property as climbing onto the first rung of a ladder. Eventually, you'll move up and leave that first rung available for the next person. It's an altruistic idea in a society that places a lot of value on generating wealth through real estate. But he thinks the cottage homes will be the perfect fit for someone. What hasn't been a great fit, however, is the Sitka CLT's first project, a 3-bedroom house on Lillian Drive.
We as a group made too big of a home. You know, we needed to be tighter with some things, and we weren't.
The Lillian Drive house is no cottage, and priced at $250,000, it might push the envelope of affordability. Nevertheless, Huey thinks the right buyer will understand the logic of the investment.
So the price, even though it's above where we intended to be, is still right in range with what people are spending to rent a 3-bedroom house in Sitka. So the terms of purchasing are so favorable right now, with very low interest rates, very low down. People who are thinking about making the plunge really should have a good hard look at the Lillian Drive house.
In the meantime, Huey hopes to be building cottages by next spring. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.